Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood about an event coming up. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon. How's the world today?
Well, I think it's a pretty good world, and one of the reasons is because you're planning this great, neat event that we think this is the fourth year for it, maybe.
We think it's the fourth year. It's hard to believe. We can't kind of lost count, but I think I'm pretty sure it's four.
Okay. And the event is, and I'm not sure how people can forget this name.
Oh, come on, really, the Bada Bada Bing Bang, all together now. It's yes, the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally. Yeah, it's a blast.
Yes, it's a fun thing to say, it's a great thing to see, and we want people to know that there's a lot going on. It's not just come see a truck, it's a lot going on. So what does the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally do? You know, why do you do this?
It's a very long story, and I think folks have heard it before. There's not a military vehicle rally within the state of Iowa at this time. There's others throughout the country, but there's nothing really this close. And so a guy asked me about it once. I said, sure, fine, I'll put one on. That was supposed to be for an afternoon, and it's kind of evolved over the years to almost a full day. We've got cruises, static displays, vendors this year. I mean, it's getting bigger every year. My biggest concern is the parking lot might get too small for long.
And that's good and bad news, of course. Now, Steve, we haven't said, this is coming right up a week from this Saturday. That means May 19th, and it's Armed Forces Day. I'm guessing that's why you picked the day.
That is why I picked the day. It is Armed Forces Day. There's a lot of things, of course, happening around this time of the year, month one side or month the other. But the Armed Forces Day, it's kind of one of those things where there's really not a program that you can go, oh, I'm going to go to the Armed Forces program this afternoon. So it's a day that we don't want to forget, but it really doesn't have any other thing happening. So, yeah, Armed Forces Day.
So it's kind of a day-long event. In fact, for some of the people who are coming, it's longer than a day. But let's talk about what people can come and do and see on May 19th.
Okay, so when I first started this thing, I was concerned that the public would show up too early and they would get run over by a big truck that was coming into the parking lot. But guess what? They showed up anyhow, because when the big trucks start showing up, they start showing up. So now I've just kind of, all right, fine, they're going to show up whenever they're going to show up, and I'll just try to make sure they don't get run over by a big truck in the parking lot. So the trucks are going to show up sometimes as early as the night before. Nope, don't come down then. But they'll be here literally when you get here in the morning. And most of them are driving for quite some distance, Kansas, Minnesota, Des Moines. So they're driving a ways. They're going to get up early in the morning. On the other hand, some of them don't get here until, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. I guess what I'm saying is, if you show up at 8 o'clock, there'll be something here. If you leave at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, because, well, I saw it all, you didn't see it all because they didn't get here yet. So show up at 8, hang around. Some of them will be here, some of them won't. Stick around until 3, then we'll all be leaving on a cruise.
And, yeah, we'll come back to that. But you know what, Steve? You and I have been talking about this for a long time. I don't know that we've told people where this is happening.
I just assume they knew. Yeah. Come on, you don't know where it's happening? It's happening at the American Legion Memorial Building, otherwise known as the Armory, right down there on the north side of Fairway, 201 Poplar, for you folks that need to put it in your Garmin.
There might be some new folks in town, some new folks that are listening, so we need to make sure that they know that this is where it's happening. And as you say, they could come as early as 8, but tell us what happens then at 3.
At 3 o'clock, we fire a cannon, and we do that and so that anybody that's in the parking lot will get out of the parking lot, because we're going to start up all these vehicles and we're going to go through a cruise. It's a cruise. It is not a parade. There'll be no standing at the sidewalks and we're throwing candy out, that sort of thing. This is a time for the vehicle operators to cruise town, to see town. And we'll go out for a little drive. It's really not important where we go. You can find us on the street. There's a bunch of Army trucks, okay? Then we drive out to Walmart. I stop, I feed the guys an ice cream bar because, you know, cruising's hard work. And then we come back to the Armory again. So that's when you actually get to see these things driving up and down the street, the cruise, yeah.
And even though you're not going to give ice cream to everybody, that's a good time. If you haven't gotten to talk to the people, the owner-operators before, you could do that at the Walmart parking lot.
Absolutely. We do have a little bit of an issue with space down here, and sometimes people drive by and like, oh man, that's a lot of folks there. I'll just check them out later. The Walmart parking lot's a pretty fair-sized parking lot. Now, you won't see all the static displays at the Walmart parking lot, and sometimes all of the vehicles don't drive on the cruise, but you'll see the preponderance of them, and watch out, the mufflers are still hot because they've been driving.
Let's talk about some of the kinds of vehicles that you are expecting. You said they're coming from states around, but what kinds of things are they bringing?
I suspect the oldest thing I'm going to have is probably early World War II, so let's call it 1940, somewhere around in there. The newest things we're going to have are things that we didn't have when I was in, and I got out only 17 years ago. So the spread on that is probably conservatively 55 to 60-year span on the vehicles. We're going to have little vehicles, that's motorcycles, two tires. We're going to have big vehicles. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, guy. We've got to get that in the parking lot somehow. These are huge vehicles. Everywhere in between, of course, we're going to have Jeeps. We'll have cargo trucks. We'll have half tracks. We'll have cannons. All of that good stuff. Haven't got any tanks yet. Logistics on moving tanks are kind of tough.
And some of the folks that have these are actually driving them here. Others load them up on trailers and so on.
These vehicles are very valuable, and some of them are coming from a long ways. I've got two folks that are coming from Kansas. One guy's trailing it, the other guy's driving it. I've got a guy coming from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He will drive it. Some of them you just can't drive. A half track, that's the thing that's got the tires on the front and the tracks on the back. Nope, you don't drive that thing around either. It's designed to be driven, but not the 300 miles that these guys are coming. Plus, the gas mileage is horrible on them.
I would expect so, and I'm guessing you can't drive 70, most of them. I'm thinking, can you drive 70 miles an hour on the interstate?
No, most of these that they trailer, top speed on those 30 mile an hour. They'd have to start leaving today in order to get here.
Okay, so vehicles. A couple times, Steve, you mentioned static displays. We need to talk about those.
Static displays. If you're not interested in the trucks, there's going to be other things down here. First off, it's going to be in the armory. We have a military museum down here. That display keeps moving around all the time. If you think you've seen the museum, you haven't, if you haven't been here yesterday. We're going to have the library that is open down here. Of course, that's where you do all the reference material on this stuff out in the parking lot. This year also, I'm going to have a military weapons display. That's going to be from 1816 all the way up. There'll be a total of 44 weapons here, handguns, shotguns, rifles, snipers, all kinds of stuff on that one. And if you had seen the Things That Make You Go Boom program that Arise did here, what was that, 2 months or so ago? There were 50 items there. 50 items. Yep, come on down this time. High explosive, going to total well over 200 items. So a lot more stuff that you didn't see a couple months ago.
Always something new happening. And I wanted to mention when you mentioned the library, that there are some displays in there also that came from some folks who've been in the service that, you know, it's not just books.
Correct. It is not just books. And we have also out here in the Memorial Hall, there are cabinets out here where we have a lot of uniforms, a lot of equipment. And I've been to a lot of military museums. There's nothing down here to be embarrassed of. We've got a nice museum. We really do.
That's good to know. And again, we want people to come, you know, just see what's here. Some people are really interested in the military items. Other people going, oh, well, maybe I should just see what's there. One thing we haven't mentioned, Steve, is that there's going to be some food available.
Food? Oh, yeah, food. Not breakfast. So if you show up at 8 o'clock, you're going to have to eat before you show up. And not supper. So, you know, 3 o'clock, they're all going to leave anyhow. But there is a noon meal. Not real sure what it is. It's supposed to be good. Arise, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, is hosting this. It's going to be at their property. And so they're setting up a food stand. That's a free will donation, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. Come down and buy whatever it is they're selling.
Well, I have to tell you, I know what part of the meal is, and I highly recommend the pulled pork, because Mark Clark does that, and he smokes the pork before he does the other stuff. I mean, it is incredible. So does that make your mouth water?
You're going to save me a plate in case I can't be there in time. I mean, that's like dinner time, right? Sometime around 11:30, 12. Okay, yeah, you're going to save me a plate in case I'm out, in the yard.
Yeah. And, of course, there will be some beverages and some bars and cookies, all that kind of stuff. So you can plan to come around that time. And as Steve says, come early, stay till 3. But if you've come after 3, you've kind of missed it.
Yeah. If you don't make it before 3, unless you're out at the Walmart parking lot, let's say 3:15, 3:20, somewhere around in there, and even then you didn't see the static displays, you're probably going to have to wait till next year.
Okay. That's good to hear you say next year. The Bing Bang Rally. Bada bada. Got to remember that. Bada bada. Bing Bang Rally for folks from all over. Just come and see. So we want to thank you very much, Steve Livengood, for visiting with us. And thank you to you and Marie for all the work you do to put this together. Until next time, here is a thought from Benjamin Walker. 1% of us is in the armed forces protecting the other 99%. All of them are volunteers.